Welcome back to the Teach for the Heart podcast, where we tackle teaching challenges from a biblical perspective. Why are we here? Because we don't believe that our spiritual walk and teaching profession should exist in two separate domains. Rather, the hope we have in Christ should change how we approach everything, not just at home, but at school as well. So join us as we explore both the spiritual and practical sides of key teaching challenges, integrating them together so we can succeed at teaching, glorify God, and make a lasting difference in our students' hearts and lives. This episode is brought to you in partnership with the Herzog Foundation, and I'm so excited today to share with you eight, and actually there's going to be a couple bonus ones as well, eight of our favorite teacher resources. These are resources that you are not going to want to miss, you're definitely going to want to check out, and in some cases, they may even be resources that you haven't heard of before. These are resources that either I personally or one of the members of our team are using and absolutely loving and that we think you will love as well. So we're going to start off with resources that relate to teaching or help with teaching and life. So the first one is The First Days of School book by Harry and Rosemary Wong. And before I get too much further, once again, I want to tell you all of the links that we're going to be mentioning for all of these different resources. You can find them easily linked at teachfortheheart.com/306. So teachfortheheart.com/306will list all these resources as well as easy links so that you don't have to remember or try to search for them on your own. So that's teachfortheheart.com/306. So number one resource, The First Days of School book by Harry and Rosemary Wong. And if you were standing in front of me, I would ask for a show of hands, how many have read this book? I know it was incredibly helpful for me when I first started teaching. And so if you are a new teacher, just getting started, highly recommend this book to you. Or if you know any new teachers or any new teachers or pre-service teachers in your life, this would be a great gift to give to them. Even though the book has been around for a long time, it really is a classic. The advice is still so on point, even in the post-pandemic teaching. And they're also continually updating it and putting out new editions. It helps with so many different aspects of teaching about setting up your classroom, improving things, classroom management, just so much practical advice that if you didn't get in college, you absolutely need. So highly recommend that book, The First Days of School by Harry and Rosemary Wong. And once again, we'll link to it at teachfortheheart.com/306. Our second favorite teaching resource is Pray and Plan. And if you're not familiar with Pray and Plan, this is our planner that we create each year that helps teachers prioritize what matters most at home, at school, and in your spiritual walk. And that is really what makes this planner unique, is that it is designed for Christian teachers. And it has space to both do your planning for school. If you want to do lesson planning in it, there's versions that have space for lesson plans. If you do your lesson plans on the computer, there are versions that are just focused on to-dos and your own tasks. But right next to your to-dos and all the things that are on your mind is a space for prayer. There are Bible verses throughout the planner. And in this way, we're really integrating our faith into our day-to-day walk and being reminded of God's goodness and faithfulness and how we can come to Him day in and day out with our challenges and our struggles and our joys and our fears. And that was really the intention behind Pray and Plan. Now, we have so many new and exciting features and actually even some new versions based on your guys' feedback that I'm so excited to share with you, but I actually can't share with them with you right now because depending on when you're listening to this, this episode goes live on Monday, April 15th, and on Tuesday, April 16th is our planner launch party. So we're not revealing any of the details of the updates until then. So if you can join us, we would absolutely love to help have you that night for the fun planner party. We're going to be giving away all kinds of prizes. We'll have a free shipping coupon code and just a lot of fun there on the planner launch party. You can get the details at teachfortheheart.com/planner. If you're listening to it after that, then the planner is up and available and you can see all of the details on our website. Once again, at teachfortheheart.com/planner. But I think you guys are really going to love this year's planner. We are so excited about the cover. It looks fantastic. Sometimes we're nervous. We're not sure how it's going to go, but we love it this year. We have some amazing original art inside the planner that's really made it beautiful and compelling, as well as, like I said, some new versions. One of the biggest feedback we got about the planner was that it was big and somewhat bulky, which is absolutely true. When you're giving space for all these things, it takes a lot of paper and that does get heavy. So we've really thought about that and come up with some great solutions and some new versions that I think are going to be really great for, I think this is going to mean that a lot more of you actually want to use the planner because of some of the versions that we have. So encourage you once again to check out Pray and Plan at teachfortheheart.com/planner. And once again, linking to everything at teachfortheheart.com/306. All right. Number one, first days of school book. Number two, pray and plan. Number three, fillable dice. This recommendation comes from our team member, Becky, and she loves using them in the classroom for games and activities. So what these are, they are dice. Okay, when you first think dice, you think those little tiny dice, right? But no, these are larger. Picture fabric dice that are big enough that you could hold it with two hands, okay? So kind of handheld size. What they do is they have clear pockets on each side, and you can put cards in there with vocab words, with math problems, with colors or letters, depending on what age of students you teach. And in this way, almost anything can become a game or a review activity. So it's a really nice tactile, physical way to do reviews in a very easy to put a review activity together. So I encourage checking out Fillable Dice. Once again, we'll link to them at teachfortheheart.com/306. The next recommendation comes from our team member, Jen, and it is freezer prep meals. And she particularly recommends the website stayfitmom.com. That's stayfitmom.com. What she does is she teaches you how to very quickly, so I don't know, when I think freezer prep, I think, you know, spending an entire day in the kitchen getting everything ready, but that's not necessarily what it is. She teaches you how to very quickly, very efficiently prep and then freeze meals using very simple, normal ingredients. So it's very, very doable. And Jen loves to use this in many places, but one is for lunch prep. So actually what you can do is you can just spend like just a short amount of time getting lunches ready for the entire week. So then you have a week's worth of lunches, you know, sitting in your freezer or your fridge all ready to go, rather than having that be a huge headache every night. What am I going to bring for lunch? So this is really great. I encourage you to check this out if you, are making lunches for yourself, but especially if you also have kids or spouse in the mix that you're creating lunches, dinners, breakfasts for. It takes kind of just batching that into one thing can really end up saving so much time throughout the course of the week or throughout the course of the month. So once again, that's stayfitmom.com, freezer prep meals. This episode is brought to you in partnership with the Herzog Foundation. Herzog believes that teachers are the heartbeat of schools and role models to future leaders. And in June, they're going to be hosting Making a Leap, a teacher symposium at Wheaton College, Illinois. They'll be exploring questions, concerns, and myths around Christian education. They'll be looking into things like reclaiming faith and freedom in the classroom, how to launch your own Christian school, and so much more. So if you're thinking about making the leap into Christian education, check out this 2-day event. You can get all the details, we'll link to them at teachfortheheart.com/leap. And now back to the show. Welcome back. We're talking about our favorite teaching resources or favorite resources for teachers. So far, we talked about the first days of school book. We talked about Pray and Plan Planner, Fillable Dice, and StayFitMoms.com freezer prep meals. We're going to switch gears a little bit now and talk about some resources that are really helpful for our spiritual encouragement and our life in general. So the next resource is a resource that I've been using for a couple of years now, and I found it so helpful. It is the Pour Over. And if you're not familiar with the Pour Over, it is a newsletter, an actual like letter about the news that comes to your email inbox. I think it's 3 times a week. And I love this for so many reasons. First of all, because it's from a Christian perspective. Now, the news itself, they seek to be as unbiased as possible. So they give you just a very brief synopsis of the key news events that have happened in the last few days. And then underneath it is a section that helps you think biblically about the event. And it is always such a calming and helpful reframing of what we're looking at. Some of the things that they'll encourage us to do in those sections are to pray for people, even people that we disagree with or might not like. They encourage us to focus on what really matters. They encourage us to keep in mind the big picture of what God is doing, how there's harmful, there's sin in the world and it's devastating and we should be praying against that. But how we know that God has already won in his kingdom and his purposes cannot be thwarted. So this is such a helpful way to take in the news. So if you found that, watching the news, wherever you watch news, whether it's or take in news, whether it's social media or whatever format that you look in the news, if you found that that's becoming toxic for you, that it is draining, it is not life-giving, it is life-sucking, then I really recommend checking out and signing up for the Pour Over, because what it does is it allows you to kind of disconnect from some of the other news media you're consuming, because you know you're going to get the most important stories 3 times a week. And then when you're going through it, you're having that reframing, those Bible verses that connect. And it's such a helpful way. So I encourage you to check it out. Their website is thepourover.org. But once again, we'll link to it in teachfortheheart.com/306. One other resource that the Pour Over has that you might want to check out, it's called the Decaf. And that comes out, once or twice a week. And it's particularly about how to have a conversation with, I would say it's probably best for secondary students, so maybe preteen up through teenager, about a current event. So these are great for if you have your own children, but if you are looking for current event conversations with your students, this would absolutely be a fantastic resource. The Pour Over itself helps you think it through from a biblical worldview, but of course you can choose depending on where you teach how much of that you share with your students, but a really great discussion questions and discussion starters related to current events. So that's it. Highly recommend the Pour Over. All right, number 6, prayers for life cards. And these are recommended by one of our new team members, Carly, who's actually been helping us out with the podcast. What these are short prayers paired with beautiful art that can help you pray through all of life's different circumstances. There are morning prayers, evening prayers, challenges, and prayers to just help with a variety of circumstances. These come from the Rabbit Room store, and we will link to them at teachfortheheart.com/306. All right, number 7. This is a book series that I and my younger children have really been enjoying lately. And if you teach elementary, particularly lower elementary, but honestly, my fourth grader loves them as well. So I would say any elementary, you're in a Christian school, this is definitely something that you might want to check out. And honestly, if you're in a public school, you might be able to sneak it in as a classic work. Check on that. This is not legal advice. But they're called Little Pilgrim's Big Journey. And what it is it is a retelling of Pilgrim's Progress. And it's written specifically for younger kids. There are beautiful illustrations in it. I say younger kids, I mean kids. I think younger kids all the way up through mid to upper elementary. But there's beautiful illustrations. And the story is told really simply in 10 chapters. So it's really nice for like a read aloud. If you're of older kids, they might want to read it for themselves. But definitely recommend checking that out. It's a beautiful series. It is so rich with metaphors and just jumping off points for spiritual discussion. So if you teach in a Christian school, you're looking for a read aloud, highly recommend Little Pilgrim's Big Journey. The first book is about the classic Pilgrim's Progress work. The second book follows actually the sequel to Pilgrim's Progress, which you may not have ever heard of, where Christian's wife, Christiana, travels to the Celestial City. In the kids' version, it's Christian's sister, Christiana, because in this version, all the pilgrims are children, which makes it really relatable for kids. Then there's actually a third book in the series, which kind of extrapolates on what would a third, this one is not based on any work by John Bunyan, but it's instead thought of what would it look like. And it actually explores what the end of the age could look like in a Pilgrim's Progress world where the king actually comes back and sets up his kingdom. So highly recommend this series. While I'm here, I was thinking about some other books that I personally have really been enjoying or enjoying with my family. And so I'm going to share these other two really quick if you're looking for some other book recommendations. One is The Wing Feather Saga by Andrew Peterson. And you might have seen this because Angel Studios is doing an animated series, but the books are absolutely fantastic. My daughter has become obsessed with them, but I really do recommend them. They would be for reading level of probably upper, a well-read upper elementary kid, probably better suited for secondary. But the story is wonderful. It would be appropriate in any setting. It is not a specifically Christian book, but the author is a Christian and weaves some beautiful themes of redemption into the book. So that's The Wing Feather Saga. Another book I think that I'd love to recommend to you is Dustin Brady's Trapped in a Video Game series, or his new series, World's Worst Time Machine. So if you have some reluctant readers in elementary, these books are absolutely fantastic. And I also happen to know that this author is fantastic at doing author visits. So if you're looking for an author visit for your school, definitely check out Dustin Brady. He does a fantastic job. All right, so that was number 7, Little Pilgrim's Big Journey, and a couple bonus books there as well. And then finally, number 8, The Bible Project. Okay, if you are not familiar with The Bible Project, I want to share a little bit about this. So their first series of videos that they did were about each book of the Bible. So for each book of the Bible, there is an animated video that goes through and explains the key themes and structures of the book. And I just want to recommend this to you right here. Anytime that I am studying a book of the Bible or reading through a book of the Bible, and I watch the video, the corresponding video from the Bible Project, I am helped immensely. So I really want to recommend, first of all, those original videos to you at the Bible Project. You can, once again, we'll link to them at teachfortheheart.com/306, but you can Google them. They're on YouTube. Just Google the Bible Project and then whatever book of the Bible that you're looking for, and it will come up. And they are absolutely fantastic. As I said, it really helps. I remember particularly when I was reading through some of the challenging books in the Old Testament, right? Like the prophets. And I'm saying, what am I reading here? And watching their video just gave an idea. Okay, this is what's happening. This is what the various chapters are focusing on. This is the overall theme and purpose of the book. And after having seen that, I was able to dive into the book with such a better understanding of what I was reading. And it really helped it come alive and make sense. So once again, really, really recommend their videos. I was talking, though, with our teammate, Carly, and she was telling me also about their app and how their new app is perfect for going deeper into the Bible with teachings and thoughtful videos. They have courses that you can take. There's a weekly playlist with short, meaty resources to listen to throughout the week, classes on topics and books of the Bible. And their videos are always visually beautiful, and they really help support and deepen your understanding. So highly recommend the Bible Project and the Bible Project app. All right, so those are our 8 resources we wanted to share. But as I was thinking through these, another one popped in my head that you've probably heard of, but I can't list my favorite resources right now without talking about it, because this is definitely one of my favorite things happening right now, especially in the Christian world, and that is The Chosen. So if you're rolling your eyes, I've heard about The Chosen, but I haven't seen it myself. Everyone says I should watch it, but I haven't yet. I want to really encourage you to check it out. If you're not familiar, The Chosen is a multi-season TV series about the life of Christ, shown through the eyes of his disciples and those that followed him. And it is really just fantastically well done and is a beautiful portrayal of the heart of Jesus and just what it really looks like to follow him in a messy and a broken world. So if you have not yet checked it out, I really encourage you to put it on your list. Make it the next show that you watch. You will not at all be disappointed. And I will tell you, Lord willing, my husband and I actually are going to have the opportunity to travel and be an extra in The Chosen Season 5. So you may or may not see us in The Chosen Season 5. I'm sure you will not see us. I'm sure we'll be a little blip in the back of a scene, but we're really excited about that opportunity. Maybe I'll get a chance to tell you about it after we come back. All right, so those are our 8 resources and a couple bonus ones as well. One other bonus thing I want to mention that we're not going to talk too much about right now, but you can find at the article, teachfortheheart.com/306, are our favorite planner accessories. So in the post, we'll link to some of our favorite accessories that we use in the planner, things like movable tabs that make it really easy to find the certain page that you have been on recently, roller stamps, retractable highlighters, eraser pens, regular pens that work really well. So we'll link to some of our favorite planner accessories and tools once again at teachfortheheart.com/306. And once again, I hope that you can join us at our planner party, or if not, that you'll check out Pray and Plan and see if it looks right for you at teachfortheheart.com/306. And real quick, if you're wondering, why are we talking about a planner in April when we don't, we're not even close to next school year? Well, these planners are printed locally with our local printer, and it is quite a big turnaround. It takes quite a bit of time for them to print them and get them ready and delivered. So we do pre-orders to help us know how many to purchase and to help you make sure you get it in time. So if you're able to pre-order yours, we're going to be accepting pre-orders now for the next week or so. So go to teachfortheheart.com/planner to get yours in and make sure you get it in plenty of time for the next school year. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Once again, this episode has been brought to you in partnership with the Herzog Foundation. But of course, all the views and opinions expressed in this are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of the Herzog Foundation. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with you again soon. In the meantime, teacher, remember, God is at work in you and through you, and he's using you to make a difference. Keep your eyes on him and teach for the heart.